Michael Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about...
Hello, this is a podcast while driving. It's driving off down from Glenbrook down to... a periodic table recital. Now, I'm doing this podcast while driving, so you'll probably hear some noise. It's in a slightly noisier, smaller car. We've got two cars because we've got so many kids and people going back and forth. Probably one too many. So this is a smaller, noisier car. And I'm driving down to do several hours duty on a barbecue for scouts to raise money for their angle camp. At the Bunnings, the local hardware shop, has something here at this intersection. What I'll do is use this time for a quick sort of nothing sort of podcast. I won't even record this in the podcast library. I should do an advertisement at this moment, is that probably happening in my sort of wildest dreams. I've given myself 6 months to get to where I am now, which I've done in a few days, but then I thought wildest dreams will be 3 months, and just sort of naturally gone ahead producing this app, a machine, sort of a robotic or basic program, which looks at your apps that you've produced and produces an app. Now, of course, I've been a bit just planning ahead, not deliberately planning ahead, but just sort of having a general sense of that with each app I'm going to produce in the MP4, MP3 versions. MP4 is so it can be downloaded to YouTube if people aren't familiar with how to get to podcasts. MP3, then on top of that I'd have a quiz and a word search, and outside that I'd have other educational assets. Now, initially I'd been putting those educational assets in the blog, but what I found is that people and in the feed, people do look at the feed and the blog, but they don't necessarily use those educational assets, or they get in the way. So what happens is that these additional assets come outside the blog and sit alongside it as co-apps. You've got the blog itself as an app, and then this is structured in and basically an app library, so I'll show you how to get to the app library, but this itself won't work here. But the idea of this is that I go through and recite the periodic table and come up against things which I say, oh, damn, I don't quite know this. And so I've learnt the periodic table. I haven't learned up much past the artificial, completely artificial, wacky elements. That's the elements which are not made by neutron capture, but are made by collision of two large nuclei together to form these Augustine, Tennessine, all these really latest elements there. And there's also elements that I've learnt about which are not, I'm going to be able to do this really quickly, which are not real, but there's like nebulum, which is the oxygen iron, metastable oxygen iron. They saw nebulum, but was an element, and vibranium, which is an element which exists in the Marvel Universe. But here goes, hydrogen, helium, lithium, beryllium, boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, fluorine, neon, sodium, magnesium, aluminium, silicon, sulfur, phosphorus, chlorine, argon, potassium, calcium, scandium, titanium, vanadium, chromium, manganese, iron, cobalt, nickel, copper, zinc, gallium, gallium. selenium. Bromine, krypton, rubidium, strontium, I won't go there, yttrium, and the titanium is zirconium, niobium, okay, I just forget that, and manganese is technetium, iron is ruthenium, rubium, rhodium, so ruthenium, rhodium, palladium, silver, cadmium, germanium. Oh gosh, I've completely stuffed this one up, guys. I'll still put it out there, but I'll have another go. So I can sort of, I think I've double dipped across the table. Go. So you can see there where I've stuffed it up. So it's germanium. And I've sort of lost where indium is. That's just, you can see that in the memory of the periodic table just isn't there. I'll have to go back. So what's happened is I've left it for a week or so, and it's just that section of the periodic table into the P block, the interface between the D block and P block, I've forgotten, and I've been focusing too much on the transition, not the transition, the lanthanides and actinides going through there, trying to memorize it. But this is all part of the therapy to get back. I'm saying this because I've in that short time gone down the mountains, so this will be a podcast, an unsuccessful podcast of trying to remember the periodic table. It's all very good because it's really interesting that your memory, when it fades in one direction, there's another. You think down groups at the periodic table, or you think of letters at the periodic table. So it comes through to you to help you understand what's going on. Okay, as we're coming around the corner here. Takes no time. So it's pretty amazing that all this, these stores, these very, very large stores, stores with huge, like there's a huge camping store, JB Hi-Fi, huge pet store, huge appliance stores. It just goes on and on. And here's a store coming across, and there's just so much stuff, but mostly Chinese junk, which is just pumped out of China. And hear me going over the speed bump. Yeah, we'll have to go back and relearn the period, so I can learn down columns. Like for the, you've got the boron, aluminium, gallium. Gallium, germanium, thallium. Thallium? Yeah, thallium. Down that way. And then, it's carbon, silicon, germanium. Or silicon, germanium. I've got, it's gallium, indium. That's where I've stuffed up. Here I come across. And the little blinders have started up already. What's the time? Got 3 minutes to go. So, for Judy here. We'll see how it all goes. Thanks a lot for listening. Another podcast, another story comes to a close.
It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.